is to give us on in 3 John 2. 3 John 2, beloved, he said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. I wish above all things. We are going to be looking at the matter of our prosperity next week by God's grace. But this morning, he said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. It is the will of God for us to be in health. Because of what I want to share with us this morning, I've discovered that we cannot successfully go forward according to the way God planned for us, except we enjoy divine health. Except we enjoy divine health. Divine health physically, divine health spiritually, divine health mentally. It is the will of God for us to enjoy divine health. And as this word is coming forth, before we be praying to the Lord by faith this morning, I pray for every one of us this year, our health will be unhindered. In the name of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 16, Jesus told Peter about how to deal with Satan who hinders our health. And he told Peter, he said, I will only give unto you keys. Keys, the function of keys is to lock. The function of keys is to open. Those are the two things we use keys to do. And as believers, we have keys. Jesus did not leave us without keys. In other words, because he knows that we are on the earth, that our enemy Satan always wants to hinder us. And one of the ways he does that is to bring sickness, to bring weakness, to plant a particular health problem into one's life so that one will be struggling with it. But Jesus said, I will give you keys. And the keys Jesus said he's going to give us, he said, this key can bind. In other words, this key can lock. It can lock the door against what Satan has loosed. Because Satan himself also always loses. There is nothing that happens on this earth that is of evil that is not loosed from the kingdom of hell. Accident is loosed from the kingdom of hell. Death is loosed from the kingdom of hell. That's why when Jesus died, having died, he took over the keys of death from Satan. This is what we need to understand, that Satan himself has keys. So Jesus said, how to deal with him is that what Satan loose, you can bind it. And he told us in Matthew chapter 16 verse 19, he said, if you bind it here on the earth, I will bound it in heaven. I hope we are understanding this scripture. Every prayer we pray on revelation of what Jesus says, we never miss target. So when you bind, in other words, when you lock the door against what Satan has already loose, that's why he speaks in the book of Psalm, he said, no evil shall befall thee, neither any plague will come near your dwelling. In other words, plagues may be going to places, many houses, but in my house, I have bound Satan. My house is not open to him. Can we say this loud? My house is not open to Satan this year. My health is not open to Satan this year. The health of my children is not open to Satan this year. So Jesus said, you can bind. You can stop him. To bind means disallow him. According to Ephesians chapter 4 verse 27. Ephesians 4 27 says, neither give place to the devil in our lives, in our health. Every day, you must not give place to the devil, because it is the place we give to him that he takes. So Jesus said, I am giving unto you keys so that you will disallow Satan. You will bind on earth, he said, and it shall be bound in heaven. Look at what he also said. You will lose. He said you will lose on earth and shall be loosed in heaven. So this morning, as we lose, God is loosing it in heaven. Our health, our divine health, the key to lose it is in Jesus. That key is in the name of Jesus. When we apply that key, because Jesus has already taken away all our sicknesses, all our pains. And don't forget what the Bible says in Philippians chapter 2 verse 9. Philippians chapter 2, when you read from verse 7 to 9, we have been told that God has given him a name. The name of Jesus is our key. We use his name to close the door against Satan. We use his name to loose everything that Satan has bound. Where I come from, before we rise up to begin to pray now, they used to say, and those who used to say those things at that time, they are people who don't know God. I know Amishitu will understand what I'm saying now. They said some people know the way some people know how to bind something is the way some people know how to lose it. When some people go to herbalist, when they go to a lesser herbalist, and the lesser herbalist binds something, when they go to higher one, the one knows how to unloose, how to loose it, because his power is greater than the higher herbalist. So when somebody has already been fortified by a lesser herbalist and he thinks that is already secured in that dark power, some other higher dark power, they know the secret, they will lose that secret and rebind the person. But in the kingdom of God, Jesus can loose whatsoever Satan binds. He is greater. In his name, he said, God has highly exalted him and has given him a name that is above every other name, that at the mention of Jesus, name every knee shall bow. So this year, our health is not at the mercy of Satan. We will bind every sickness it may be loosened this year. We will bind every weakness it may be loosened this year. Whatsoever you want to use to hinder us this year, we are going to bind this morning, and we have an assurance, as you bind, heaven bounds. As you loose, heaven loosed. This is the faith of those who have power to succeed. The Bible talk about Elijah. He used the key. Jesus had not come when Elijah used the key. Elijah knew a human being who carries God can have
power to shut heaven, and earth will suffer for 3.5 years. Elijah knew a man who knows God can have power to open heaven, and there will be a downpouring of rain, and the earth will begin to enjoy. What is the secret? Prayer. Elijah knew by the power of prayer, as at that time, in the name of the Lord, heaven can be shut and the earth will suffer. By the power in prayer, in the name of the Lord, heaven can be opened and the earth will enjoy. Everything we will enjoy on the earth, because don't forget, Satan is on the earth. So everything we are going to enjoy on the earth, we must use the keys of heaven. Keys that can bind Satan, and that's the key of the name of Jesus. So because we are born again, we have access to that key. We must just learn how to use it by faith. We must not complain as we go out. Satan will want to hinder us, especially in our health. But we can declare the word of God as the key and use the name of Jesus against him. I know his name has never failed. And this week, his name will not fail in our lives in the name of Jesus. In Luke chapter 13, Luke chapter 13 from verse 10 to 12, Luke 13, 10 to 12, we see Jesus loosing what Satan has bound. There was a woman there that we saw that Satan bound her health for 18 years. Jesus knew this woman will continue with these Pharisees. High priests were in her time. This woman always attend the temple. But these people never knew that you can put Satan under bondage for whatsoever he has put on bondage. This woman was to the temple bound for 18 years. They could do nothing. But when the one who had the key, who is the key himself, stepped in, he said in verse 12, when Jesus saw her, this morning Jesus is with us. He called to her, he's calling to us this morning, and said to her, woman, you are loose from your infirmity. I speak on behalf of Jesus. I stand in his authority. And I speak for as many of us who can take it by faith right now. I don't know what Satan has bound in your life. I loose everyone here from every bondage of infirmity. In the name of Jesus, I declare we are loose this morning. Our health is loose this morning. Anyone in our family that has been bound by Satan, that person is loose in the name of Jesus. As you go now, be loose in the name of Jesus. Be loose to succeed. Be loose to go forward. Be loose to make progress in the name of Jesus. When you read further, verse 13, he laid his hand on her. That's what I want to do this morning. He transferred anointing. He imparted. He laid his hand on her, and immediately there was no coming back. Because the key, when you apply a right key, the door must respond. When you apply, you only struggle with a wrong key. Is it? No. You put the right key there, the door is open. You get to a door of artificial door. There are doors now that are listening to voices. When you speak, I am Benjamin Sulola, they open. There are some doors that use thumbprint. You just get that. They respect what has been programmed as authority. The same thing applies in the realm of the spirit. The Bible says, and he laid hands on her, and immediately that he anointed her, that he imparted her, the power of God came upon that woman that was bound, and immediately she was made straight and glorify God. This year, there is no complaint for any of us. Every day will be a day to praise God. Every day of this year will be a day to rejoice in God's presence. Your health will not be hindered this year in the name of Jesus. One word the Holy Spirit gave me before you pray right now is this. Daughter of Abraham, why was she bound for 18 years? Have we ever asked ourselves that question? You know, sometimes you have authority that you don't use. Sometimes Satan does not need to harass us because we are already saved. We have Jesus in our lives. But yet, Satan thrives on people's negligence or ignorance. Those are the two things. Satan does not care about the power you have until you learn how to use it. Please don't let us forget that as we pray right now. A lot of believers are not using the power that they have in Christ. Satan does not care that you have power that you don't exercise. A daughter of Abraham under bondage for 18 years. What is the problem? A daughter of Abraham means she's a daughter of covenant. She ought not to be bound. That means a believer born again, spirit-filled, is not ought to be bound. So it takes that believer to say no. And another thing is that a daughter of Abraham may be bound if daughters of Abraham has already become a daughter of Satan. If a daughter of Abraham has been eating with Satan, Satan will violate the covenant of Abraham. That means if we are in Christ, we have to remain in Christ indeed. We have nothing to do with darkness. We have nothing. Jesus said, the prince of this world has come. He has found nothing in me, so he can't affect me. I still have authority over him. If I'm a son of the Lord Jesus Christ, then definitely I must not romance sin. I must not romance unbelief. I have nothing to do with Satan. A daughter of Abraham ought not to be loosed. Can we lift our right hand up as we pray right now? I want us to talk to God and say, Father. Let us say it louder and say, Father. Let's say we thank you, Father, for the authority you have given to us. In Christ Jesus, we receive the grace to operate in that authority. As we go this very week, we walk in the authority that has been given to us in Christ Jesus. We live above sin. We live above unbelief. We walk under the authority. We shall exercise our authority in Christ Jesus to lose in our lives everything that Satan has bound. Say therefore in the name of Jesus. Say therefore in the name of Jesus. As I bind this morning, whatsoever I bind here, it is bound in heaven according to the promise of Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus. As I lose this morning, whatsoever I lose here, it is loose in heaven according to the promise of Jesus. Therefore, shout in the name of Jesus. Shout in the name of Jesus. Satan, I lose my life from your control. I lose my health. I lose my health. I lose my joy. I lose my progress from your manipulation, from your control. In the name of Jesus, I lose my children from your manipulation. I lose my life. I lose my work from your manipulation. I lose all that concerns me from your manipulation. Off your hands in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray that prayer right now. Everybody pray that prayer. Pray it very well. praying very well. I mashababakota yelabara shabakato zegadia. Whatsoever you bind on the earth, Jesus said, it is bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on the earth, don't give place to the devil. Don't give place to the devil. Don't give place to the devil. You have the power in the name of Jesus to stop his works. You have the power in the name of Jesus to bind him. You have the power in the name of Jesus to loose what you want to see. Oh yes, go ahead and loose. Go ahead and bind in the name of Jesus. Go ahead right now. 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 In the name of Shebeko Zeba, Lirako Shabababa, Rekoto Sotoria, Robra Gadadadadada, Robra Kataha, bind him, over your health, bind him over your home, bind his power. This year, your progress cannot be hindered, your health cannot be hindered. Bind him in the name of Jesus, bind him in the name of Jesus. He cannot withstand, he cannot resist the power that is in the name of Jesus. God has highly exalted Jesus and has given him a name that is above Satan, that is above every other name. Bind his words, bind all the demons that he has loosed to harass your life. Bind all the demons he has loosed to harass your family. Bind all the demons that he has loosed to harass your joy. Bind all the demons that Satan has loosed to harass your health. And in the name of Jesus, loose the authority of heaven over your life. Loose the authority of heaven over your home. Mashembe broko sembra labado ebra shaba la koko brada baba reja baba 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 baba. I don't want you to take this moment for granted. Please pray, please pray, please pray, please pray. You cannot be in that this year. Rasha baba rebra kataba resha baladaba rekata katababa egarashilada embrosa rasha galadi ekabado abragadashalada ekoshia embrando abragadazo alarashagada ekabazia ijadazi eyeyayabarado ekabade seketo nurashamana embranda ebrada ebranda abrakota eklalato ebrashikata marja akarazia ebragadose ebrokototo iklepahani ebrashi arasa akototoka Yamaradi, Ekoko, Abahadia, Ekabraga, Oklara Shabada, Eshidana, Emenanani, Roshaba, Ebrokototi, Ekla Breketovia, Ebrakatoza, Emana Shababa, Oprokoto, Roshababa, Osakatayaba, Satan, I bind your oppression over every life under the sound of my voice. Satan, I stop your works, I destroy your works over every life under the sound of my voice. Lose your power, lose your order. I bind you, I lose the authority, I lose the health, I lose the good health, the health, the strength, the deliverance, the joy, the progress of everyone present here. I lose everyone into their progress, into their advancement. Satan, I bind you over every life present here this morning of your hands in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. As we come forward to receive this anointing this morning, as this oil rests upon everyone, I bind Satan. I cast out every demon. I bind his operations. over our lives in the name of Jesus. As this anointing rests upon you, I declare that your health is unhindered this year. Your health is loose in the name of Jesus. And this is the word of the Lord. As you receive this anointing, you pray, please, mas and sas, I am loosed in the name of Jesus. I am loose, and whatever you touch with this oil today, the power of God will bind Satan, and the power of God will loose what you desire. And that is going to take place as you believe. Can we come forward as we take the anointing?
You are able, great and mighty God. You are able, Yahweh. You are able, you are the great and mighty God. You are able, Yahweh. What can you do? Oh Lord, what can you do? Yahweh, name above every other name, what can you change? Jesus, what can you change?
In the name of Jesus, can we put those two hands on our head and declare, I go in this authority. Let us shout, I go in this authority. Oh, my destiny. Oh, my destiny. I prophesy over you. Be loose right now from every bondage of Satan. Be loose right now. Be loose. Be loose. Be loose. Be loose. My destiny be loosed in the name of Jesus. My destiny be loosed. My destiny be loosed. Be loosed by the anointing of the power of the Holy Ghost. My destiny, I prophesy immediately right now. Be loose. Be loose. Be loose. Be loose in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. I'm in agreement as we go right now. You will see evidence of this power manifesting in your life this very week in the name of Jesus.